Don't ever go out to the graveyard and dig up that old husband, the law that tells you, you must do this, you must do this, but never gives you the power to do it. Do you understand? You cannot have a legal relationship with God. You have to have a loving relationship with God.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Monday and welcome. Today, Pastor Bill completes the message he began on Friday, called The Law of Sin, as a series from Romans continues. Now, Pastor.
Well, let me ask you a question. The wages of sin is? Death. Are you going to die? Yes, unless the rapture occurs, and you're still going to die. But you're going to be called up to be with Him, amen, and get your new bodies. Now listen, you know, that's why we age. That's, you know, when you look in the mirror, you know, the older you get, the harder it is to keep yourself up. Huh? You just think about it. When I was younger, all I had to do is comb my hair. It was done. Woo! Now I got to find out where my hair is. You know, I'm going, why is it thin right there? Why? Then I have to comb it over, try to hide that. Put a little of that stuff. I don't color my hair. You thought I did, didn't you? Now, I don't know where that came from. Kevin talked to me and prayed for me before the service. It's just messed me up ever since. I don't know what it is. No. We grow old. Why? Because the body is is still in Adam. You see what I'm saying? In Adam, all die. In Christ, all shall. There you go. Now we got that. Now, Paul is not avoiding personal responsibility for his actions. This doesn't mean, okay, I'm struggling with sin. I can live any way I want. That's not what Paul is saying. Paul is giving us one of the greatest truths that we need to latch onto. He's saying, listen, as long as you live, as long as you are in this body of flesh, as long as you're on this planet, you are going to have an ongoing, continuous conflict and battle with sin. 24/7, it'll never end until you die. And it is a fierce battle in Romans 7, but Romans 8 gives us the victory. Are you following me? So important that we see this. Look at verse 18 now. For I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, where the law of sin is. Watch what he says. Nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. In other words, Paul, I want to serve God. I love God. I want to do whatever he wants me to do. But here's the deal. How to perform what is good, I do not find. Loved one, if you are a baby Christian, listen to me. You need to study this chapter over and over and over and over and over and over. Because you say to yourself, I know I'm born again. I know I've had an experience. I know I don't want to live that way anymore. I don't want to do those things anymore. But I don't know how not to. That's what Paul is telling us. He says, I can't find out how to do it. Now, just a second. Let's look again. He says, I don't find it for the good that I will to do. I don't do it. But the evil I will not to do, he says, that's what I'm doing. Listen, he knows what is right. The problem is that the law or the flesh, our flesh, gives us absolutely no power to overcome sin. The law of sin, which is present with me. Anything I do in the flesh fails. Have you ever noticed that? We'll talk about that more in a moment. Look at verse 20. Here it comes. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it. Here it comes. But it's sin. It's the sin who lives or dwells in me. And here it comes. I find then, look what he discovers. I find then a what? A law. A brand new law, loved one. Look at this now. A law that evil is present with me. And literally, you could read it right there beside me, right there with me right now, the one who wills to do good. See, when I want to do good, Paul says the same thing with us. What is it? Why is it that I find there's something else opposing me? why is it that I find that there's another law, this evil is present with me no matter where I go? It's with me 24/7. Do you understand? You say to yourself, why did I dream that horrible dream and it was terrible and I would never share that with anyone? Where did it come from? It didn't come from your new nature. Do you understand? It came from your old nature. It came from the evil that is present with you in this old unredeemed body. There's not anything good in my flesh. If you haven't learned that, you're going to have a lot of problems in the Christian life. There is absolutely no good, no power. There is nothing in it. Jesus said it in John 3. He says, that which is born of flesh is flesh. You need to be born of the Spirit. Amen. Now, with all that being said, you know, this evil that's present, you go in and say, I'm going to have my quiet time. I want to have my quiet time. And so you wake up early in the morning, man, and you start out and you start praying. And all of a sudden, thoughts come into your mind. Ungodly thoughts. That never happens to any of you, does it? In other words, you go, where are they coming from? The law of sin. Are you listening to me? That's where they're coming from. That law that is in our members, that law of sin, that evil that is present with us. Now, that's why there's that struggle. Look at verse 22. Paul says, listen, I delight. I'm a believer. I love God. I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, that new nature. He says, listen, I hate sin. I don't want to sin against the Lord. I love him. However, I see, and here it comes, another law. Now, this is not the law of Moses, loved one. This is another law. In my, where? Members, in this crummy body. The body that is, our inner man is being renewed day by day. Our outer man is perishing. He says, boy, listen, I see another law in my members, and look what it's doing. Warring against another law. The law of my mind. I've renewed my mind to the Word of God. I'm a believer, but there's a war going on against my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of what? There it is. The law of sin. Where is it located? In my members, okay, this unredeemed body. This passage is so important to understand. Paul says, I see it. I see another law which is in my body, another law which is never at rest. It's never at peace. It's war. That's a military word, by the way, in the Greek. It's always warring against me. It's always assaulting me day and night. It's always ongoing. And this warring of my mind, in other words, here it is. I don't know why I thought that. I don't know why I lusted after that. I don't know why I said that to that person. You know, that's like this morning on 820. This guy came. Well, he did. He came right up to my rear end of my car. I'm going 75 in the slow lane. And I did. And this is, Father, forgive. I looked, I said, smart aleck. Now that wasn't my new nature. What was that? That was the law of sin. I said, I would like to just smack you. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you going to kill people out here? No, see, that's where did it come from? It's right there. It's present with me. I'm going, I'm sorry. I looked at Becky and I said, I didn't mean that, but I did. I'm sorry, but. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm a pastor. Oh, God, help me. You know, no, I'm being honest there. You know, it's warring against the law of my mind all the time. And listen, you're sitting here, and you know, some of you, I don't know your condition, but some of you are sitting here right now, and you're saying, you didn't say it to anyone here, but you're saying, yeah, I'm a believer, but I'm defeated. I'm hopeless. Why? You have a war in your mind. It's telling you you're never going to make it. It's a lie. It's coming from that evil that is present with you. It's coming from the law of sin that can never do you any good, that wants to destroy you, that's been trying to kill you since the day that you were born. Are you following me? That law, that war, that might tell me, oh, you know what? You're going to always be a slave to that desire. You'll never get over it. Look at you. No one knows about it. It's one of those secret sins, but the truth is, you know what? You're its slave, and you will always be that slave or the slave to that addiction. Why? Because what does the law of sin do? Look what it says. Warring against the law of my mind, and here it is, bringing me into the captivity of the law of sin. What does that mean? It means is this war in my mind. It's telling me that really the truth, there's a sin I can't stop. And the truth of the matter is I'm its prisoner. It's captive me. I'm a prisoner of war, sin, that law of sin. That's what it's done to me. Listen, That law, that another law has that name, that law of sin. Now listen carefully. The law of sin is a law in our members. And what it does, it commands. It thinks it still has authority. And unfortunately, we believe much of the time it still has authority. You see, in other words, it urges us. You look at that person and you judge them. You go, why did I do that? It was a wrong thing, or a gossip, or a lie. Why? Well, it's that law of sin. See, it commands you, it urges you to do something, to commit sin. Why? It's in our members. If you have experienced this warfare, if you've experienced this struggle, then you are a true believer in Christ Jesus. Because you know it's wrong and you say, I don't want to do it. I know that I shouldn't do it, but I'm doing it. Oh God, you couldn't love me anymore. Surely you couldn't forgive me. I don't know why I'm back. How did I get all the way back here after I've been delivered? Oh, why? Law of sin, yielding to the law of sin. Paul cries out, and boy, I've cried this as well, as much as you have too, I'm sure. He says, oh, that word, oh, listen, that's not a happy word. It means, oh, he's wounded in his heart. He says, oh, wretched man. Oh, wretched man that I am. And that is, loved one, is not a voice like some say that's the voice of an unbeliever. No, that's the voice of a believer. 1 Timothy 1:15, what did Paul say? I'm the chief of sinners. If God can save the chief of sinners, he can save anyone. Amen. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am, who will rescue me? Who will deliver me from this body of death where evil is present, where sin constantly lives and dwells in me? That word wretched there in the Greek literally carries the idea of exhaustion because of struggle. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to please God. The only problem there is that you cannot and I cannot and no Christian can ever please God in our own strength, in our own flesh. We can never fight against sin in our own strength, in our own power. Are you following me? It is an absolute impossibility to do that. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 tells us, it says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, wretched man that I am. Again, only a Christian can cry that. It's like Isaiah when he saw the Lord in Isaiah 6, the Lord and the train and the temple, the smoke and the Lord high and lifted up. And what did Isaiah say? He says, I am undone. He says, I'm coming unraveled. He says, for I am a man of unclean lips. I'm falling apart. Oh, wretched man that I am. See, are you exhausted, loved one? You love God, but you got caught up in something. And you're just sitting there and you're struggling in your body. And that law of sin, you hate it. It's right there. And you didn't know really why, but it is the law of sin. We're chained to a corpse that's decaying and dying and ruinous. And he wants to live and reign in our life. You know, and that old nature, listen, can never do anything good. Do you know that the New Testament has absolutely not one good thing to say about the flesh? Everything that it says about the flesh, the old nature, is completely negative. Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. Paul cries out in Colossians 3:3, he says, we have no confidence in the flesh. I don't even look at it. I have no faith in it absolutely at all. Now listen, we need help. To struggle, here we are on this world. We have the flesh, we have the devil, you have the world, we have the law of sin, we have evil that's present with us. Oh, what's our answer? That's why Paul cried, who's going to save us? Who's going to rescue us? And look at verse 25. I thank God. In other words, he's the one that's going to deliver us. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve what? The law of God. Oh, I love God. I love that. I know I'm renewing my mind to God's word. But with the flesh, the unredeemed flesh, where evil dwells and evil is present and where the law of sin is, he says, I serve the law of sin. Now listen, if we stop at this verse, if we don't understand truly Romans chapter 7, the struggle that's involved, the conflict, the ongoing battle, If we'd stop right here, there is no answer to our struggle. Remember that chapters 6, 7, and 8, man put chapters in the Bible, not God. Follow me? Okay, so if you were reading Romans 6, 7, and 8, you would realize that it is one ongoing, complete thought in the Greek. There's not any breaks. Does that make sense? So really then, what we have to do is leave this area and go to chapter 8, verse 1. Now listen carefully. In order for the law of sin to not have any effect, or it'll have an effect, but to defeat it, we must have a higher law than the law of sin. Does that make sense? We have to, somewhere or another, we have to have something. And you know, we say the law of sin, and when I say it to me, it makes me tremble. Like I told you earlier, the law of sin is the most powerful thing in the universe except one other thing. It's condemned every person ever born. It's brought destruction to our planet. Amen? Think about that. The law of sin that's in a person's members. Now, so we have to have a higher law in order to defeat this law here. So look at Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is what? Now. That means now and forever and ever and ever and ever. There is no judgment. There is no condemnation to those who are what? In Christ Jesus. Now listen, the rest of that, who do not walk according to the flesh, that's not in the best manuscripts. I'll talk about that next week. So don't even read that part, but go to verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life. Did you catch that new law here? The law of the Spirit of life, meaning the Holy Spirit, in Christ Jesus has made me, past tense, has made me what? Free. That word means a once and for all final freedom, a final act, has made me free from what? The law of sin. Now here's the deal. Did you just catch that? The law of sin. We have a new law. We have a higher law. I have a higher law that is now working in me. If you don't know that, if you can't grasp that, you're going to struggle and struggle, and the law of sin is going to control you, your thinking, and all that you do. Listen, you know, for example, look at my body. You know, I have a law in my members right now that affects my eyesight. Does that make sense? In other words, I'm 45 and I have to wear glasses. So I have on contacts. If I took these contacts off, you would probably look much nicer, but no, I couldn't see you. It's just, that's the truth. So what do I have to do? Well, that's my old law. It's in my members, but I have to have another law that's going to overcome this old law in my body. Does that make sense? So what do? I go down and I go to the doctor and I say, listen, I can't see anything. And he says, oh, that's okay, Bill. He says, that's just your old law and the old members. Here's a brand new law. You just put these on and you know what? Whoa, you are scary. No, no, listen, I just found a new law. Now listen to me. The old law, does it cease to exist? No, I still can't see unless I have something on. Okay, but I have a higher law that no matter what I do, I can put on the higher law, and the old law doesn't affect me at all. Church, listen to me. I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how vital it is. You know, the only way a life pleasing to God can only be lived in the power of another. It cannot be lived any other way. I'm going to keep a list of rules. God says, oh, stop it. You know, you're not going to keep it. You didn't even keep your New Year's resolution. Give me a break. Matter of fact, you never kept one of them. You know, Lord, I'm going to, no. You're trying to please me when I already love you because you're already in my son. You have in your members, I haven't redeemed your crummy body. Yeah, one day I'm going to give you a new one, but right now you have a problem. I left in there when I redeemed your spirit, when your spirit cried out with his spirit, where we cried, Abba, Father, we became what? The sons and daughters of God. A new creation. He said, listen, I severed that old man, the law of sin, away from your spirit. And here it is. It remains, though, in your old unredeemed body that's going to die and be returned to the dust. You have to have a new body to get into heaven. Amen? Now listen, here's the thing. We cannot, it is impossible to live a life pleasing to God. There's only one way we can do that. We must live in the power of another. You can't do it. I can't do it. That's why it tells us there. You know, for example, the answer to our struggle, remember what it said the last two Sundays. I've used Romans 8:13. What does it say there? How do we put to death the law of sin in our members? How do we put to death the deeds of the flesh, meaning the law of sin, the evil that is present with it? How do we do it? By the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. You can't put it to death, but you can if you're walking in the Spirit of God. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons and daughters of God. Listen, we have to walk in the Spirit. We have to be led with the Spirit. Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Today, most of the churches, the Holy Spirit is something that is weird or doing crazy things and so forth. Listen, the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit makes us shine as the light of the world. Why? That God may have the glory. Yes, the Holy Spirit is supernatural. Listen to me. We are a supernatural people. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. It says in Galatians 5:16-17, Paul says, he says the command, remember, for if we walk in the Spirit, a life that's controlled by the Spirit, I'm walking with you, Lord. Whatever you tell me to do, I know there's a war going on. I know what this law of sin says, but I'm not walking with it. I'm walking in the Spirit. It says, and then it says, if we will do that, he commands us to do that. And if we do it, he gives us a promise. If you'll walk in the Spirit, the promise is you will not fulfill the lust, the cravings, the appetites of the flesh. Amen. That's what the Word of God tells us. It says for the flesh, meaning that where evil is present, the law of sin is present. It says for the flesh fights, wars, struggles against the Spirit, and the Spirit fights and wars and struggles against the flesh. These are contrary one to another, meaning there's a continuous war to establish that dominion. One is dead, and one is alive. Listen to me. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God? Do you know his voice? Do you know that inner witness when he says to you, don't go there, don't do that, don't look at that, don't open that door, don't do that, run, Forrest, run. Do you know what I'm talking about? Huh? No, I'm serious. You see, that's why we struggle. That's why we're going, I'm never going to get better. Yes, you are going to get better. I have a promise from God, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep me against that very day. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that he who began a good work in me and in you, he's going to complete it to the very day of Christ. How? By the Holy Spirit of God. You struggling with the sin, you think you're never going to get out of it. You're going, Bill, I'm in trouble. Listen, stop struggling. Stop it and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I have a new law. It's in my body. It's in my heart. Oh, you can't, the law of sin, you cannot dominate me anymore because there is a higher law, the greatest law in all of the world and all of the universe. The Holy Spirit, God, lives in my heart. He's not only within me, he's alongside of me. And you know what we need and every Christian needs? They need the upper room. They need the endowment of power, the power from upon high. That's when you start living. Listen, we are a supernatural people. No other people on this planet have what we have. Don't you let sin deceive you. Don't you let sin tell you that you're defeated. Don't let the war of your mind come up and say, you know what, I'm never going to make it. I'm never going to quit drinking. I'm never going to quit this. I'm never going to quit drugs. I'm too deep. No, you're not. There's nothing too hard for God. All things are possible with God. All things, Jesus said, are possible with those who believe. Listen, when we hit Romans 8, here's what we're going to do. We're going to learn the Holy Spirit. We're going to know him. He's going to touch us. We're going to touch him. We're going to have communion. We're going to have fellowship, koinonia. We're going to have intimacy because you cannot and I cannot live the Christian life apart from the Holy Spirit of God.
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow to continue his series in Romans, and we trust you'll tune in again. Amen? Thanks for spending some of your day with us. And until next time, may the Lord bless you. Good day, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.